Parshas Chayisora, we have the Mechira of the Ma'oras HaMachpelah that Ephraim sold to Avram Avinu, and it's Mevur that Chazal had big tainas on Ephraim. At the beginning he said, I'll give it to you as a matona, and at the end he takes Arba Meir Shekel, a tremendous amount of money, and good coins, Oivel HaSoiche, from Avram Avinu. And Rashi brings down on the pasuk Vayishkoil Avram LeEphroin, it says Ephraim Choser Vov Lefisha Omar Harbe VeAfilu Maat Loi Oso. So he lost the chelik of his name. He took Arba Meir Shekel, and I saw a cheshbon. How much was that? That in Parshas Vayishlach Yaakov Avinu bought a sode from Chamor Avishchem. And he bought a sode for Mea Kesito. There was probably a big plot of land for him, his family, and all his tzoynu bokor. Rashi says Kesita is a mo. So Avram Avinu paid 100 mo for that sode. The Gemara says there are 24 mo in a shekel. So it's be'erich, it's about arba shekel Yaakov Avinu bought that plot of land for arba shekel. Mistama, the Ma'oras HaMachpelah was not bigger than that. Was not bigger than that plot of land. And Ephraim charged him 100 times the price. 100 times the price. Just for this Ma'oras HaMachpelah. And Chazal say that Ephraim was Nivhal Lahoin, the Medrash says. The Darshan's on him. He was Nivhal Lahoin. Mitoich HaBohola, he ran after the money. What's the Indian that it was Nechsar and Ois Mishamoy? Okay. He was a little baltaiva for guilt, and he wasn't oimed in the nesoyin to control himself in the midas. So why is he nechser avov? Just to be makdim, it's a pshat from the goyin. It's brought down in the likutim from the sifrei agoyin that the goyin said the remez in the vov is that later on in the parasha it says Avram nosan matonis lapilagshim. What were those matonos? Rashi says the money that Avram Avinu got for Sora, Avimelech gave him money for what he did to Sora. Avram Avinu didn't want to keep that, so he gave the money to the Pilakshim. How much was that? So in last week's parasha, it's 1,000 shekel. Avimelech gave to Avram 1,000 shekel. Says the Goyin, Avram Avinu was planning on using that 1,000 shekel to give to Ephraim for the Ma'oras HaMachpelah. If Ephraim wouldn't have set a price, Avram Avinu would have gave him 1,000 shekel. But because Ephraim set this tremendous price, Arba Meis, that's what he wanted, that's what Avram Avinu gave him. Memela Kum Dois, that how much did he lose? He lost 600. Had he kept quiet, he would have gained another 600. Because he was Azah Bohul and running after money, a Groisa Baltaiva wanted 400. At the end, he lost 6. He didn't gain, he lost 600. That's the Vov. Vov is 6. Gematria 6. That's the Remez Nechsar Vov Mishmoy. But Akoponim, there's a Nakuda Yoiser Omoik over here. Azoy, the Inyan of a shame. What's a name of a person? It's Mevur in the Sforim that every person's name is Be'etzem. A person, a shame of something is licked in that name, his mahus and his tafkid in oilam hazeh. There's big remozim in everyone's name. When a person is mekayim, is tachlis in oilam hazeh, he's mekayim what he was sent here to do, he's neskayim, his shame b'shlemus. In the Sefer Ribar Yoker, he says, by a bris milah, when we say v'yikorei shmoi b'Yisrael, it's not just an announcement of the name, it's a brocha. The Yikori Shmoi, that his shame should be Niskayim in Klal Yisrael. It's a brocha to the Tinoik that he should taka live up to his name. It's brought b'shem the Shlo, we all know, that b'soiv Shmoin Esrei you should say Psukim, that the Oisiyos of the Pasuk, the first Ois starts with your name, and the last Ois of the Pasuk is the last Ois of your name. Someone who has two names, so you say two Psukim, Kayadua. Al Kulponim and B'Shem Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you should say a third pasuk. You should say two pasukim, one for each name, and a third pasuk that starts with the first letter of your first name and ends with the last letter of your second name, because it could be two names is be'etzem one shame. That's another Indian, but Al Kolponim, what's this? Why do we say this? So it's brought from the Shloh, because Lo Asid Lovoi, when a person goes to the Yeshiva Shalmaila and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bezdin Shalmaila calls out the name, people are not able to answer. They forget their name. And we don't remember our name. It's a big busha. So this is a skula. It's a skula to remember your name. What's this Indian that a person forgets his name? The Indian is because Bebezin Shalmailu, when they call out your name, they're calling out the person who is Mekayim, this name, and Mekayim is Tafkid Bishlemus. People were not Mekayim, the Shlemus, the job that they were sent for. So they don't recognize that name. That's me? I didn't live up to that. That's the Indian that people don't remember their names. Bebezin Shalmailu. I'll call Ponim back to us. So everyone has to know they have a tafkid here in Olam Hazeh. It's not a shaila of big things, little things. It's what your tafkid is. What was Ephraim's tafkid in Olam Hazeh? What was Ephraim sent on this world to do? He was sent to get the Ma'oras HaMachpelah L'Rishusoy Shel Avraham Avinu to sell him the Sodeh. Kanereh, that was his Indian. That's what he was here for. We see B'nai Ches. As soon as they heard that Avraham Avinu is interested, they were Mamane Ephraim as the Sar V'Shoifet. So Mavu in the Medrash and the Meforshim, that B'nai Ches were doing that to enable the sale of the Sodeh. They chapped. Okay, Avraham Avinu wanted this. They pointed him a Sar V'Shoifet, that Ephraim should have the jurisdiction to sell it. And they were going through to help out the Mechira. Had Ephraim done that, it would have gone down in history. In the Torah HaKadosha, that Ephraim was the one who sold the Sodeh. That's what would have gone down in the Halakha Torah. We find Mamre, that was the friend of Avraham Avinu, gave him a good Eitzah. He's called Eloine Mamre, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nesgala Bechelkoi. He was Meskayim what he was here for, to give a good Eitzah to Avraham Avinu. But instead, what happened with Ephraim, he didn't read the map right. He got a groisa taiva, his taiva overcame him, and he saw Avram's money, and he was a choymeid maman achayim. He just went after the money for an astronomical sum to run after the geld, because he was bohul, and he wasn't mekayim his tafkid. He tried to rip off Avram, to use this as a hecha timtza, instead of an opportunity to be mekayim what he was sent for. As he used it as an opportunity that he's ripping off Avraham, and Mamela Choser Ois Mishamoi. His name is not Niskayim anymore in the Torah. He lost it. This is what he was sent. Amoyer de Gazach. Rabbi Isai, every person has a tafkid, and you never know, a person can never know where his opportunity is, that this is what he was sent to do, and not to use everything as an opportunity just to become bigger, more money, als covered. Hakino v'hataiva v'hakovod is moitzin es ha'odom in ha'oilom. And Ephraim lost his shame because he was bohul on the mamon. That was Ephraim, he was bohul al mamon shalachirim. There's a chsam soifer. An interesting chsam soifer I want to mention. In Yoredeh Simon Shin Lamed. Yoredeh Shin Lamed. There was a shaila that was written to him that the Chevra Kadisha charged a tremendous amount of money for a kvura. It was as someone died and the Yisoyimim had to pay money, and they wrote to the Chsam Sofer with tainas on the Chevra Kadisha. They're charging such an astronomical sum, and it's not right. Do they have the right to do it? So the Chsam Sofer writes, if the person who wanted the kever just wanted any kever, they have to give it to him for the right price. But rega that he wants a certain kever, they wanted the Mizrach, they wanted a kever for their father in the Chelkas Rabbonim, in the Choshev Platz, he said the Chevra Kadisha can charge what they want. Einoi no bekarkois, a Choshev Mokim Kfur is worth all the money in the world. You can't have tainas in them. And he says like this, he brings a raya. He says, you find the inyan of buying a mokim kvura twice in the Torah. Once over here in by Ephraim and Avram, and you find it another place, Bishas Kvuras Yitzchok. So there was a machloikis Yaakov and Esav. Who gets the last place in the Ma'oras HaMachpelah over there? And it says that Yaakov was maimid a kri shel kesef, kesef izov, a tremendous kri, and he said to Esav, take this money and you get, sell me your portion in the Ma'oros HaMachpelah, and Esav did it. It was a tremendous amount of money. It says the Chasam Sofer, we find in Chazal, they were megane Ephraim for what he did. They were megane him. Nivhal lahoin ra'ayin, the Medrash says, ra'ayin. And yet on Esav, we don't find that there's tightness on him for what he did, for taking an astronomical sum, which the Chasam Sofer says, what Esav took for the chelik of the Ma'oros HaMachpelah is much, much more than what Ephraim took from Avram. My haide kamon, says the Chasam Sofer, because Ephraim did not know the chashivas of this plot of land. He didn't know what the groyskat is, anything here. It was a poshuta piece of land with a cave. So you're charging more money from Avram. That's a nivhal lahoina ra'ayin. Mashen came by Esav. So already in the Ma'oros HaMachpelah was the kvura of the Oves HaKadoshim. It was Adam v'Chava, Avram v'Sora, Yitzchak v'Rivka were buried there. This is already the most choshev amokim kvura in the world. No matter what amount of money you take from it, you're allowed to take. So there's no taina on Esav. Mamela, the Chasam Sofer, they're paskin that there's no taina on the Chevra Kadisha. If you want a more choshev amokim kvura, they can take all the money in the world. Azoy shtei dort in Yoredea Simon Shin Lamed. So, Rabbi Yisai, I had a kasha on the Chasam Sofer. I want to tell you an kasha with, I think, an emes eteretz. L'chayra is a plia atzuma. If we take a look at the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Mishpatim, in Kesef Talves Ami, the Medrash darshens this pasuk of Nival Lahoin. It says, Nival Lahoin, one pshat, ze Ephraim. He became bohul on his money, and memela, he's a ra'ayin, and it brings down the whole story with Ephraim, and it's chosov of mishmoy. Dovar acher, the Medrash says, nivhal lahoin ze Esav, that he took a kri from Yaakov, a kri shel kesef, and sold his place in the Ma'oros HaMachpelah. The same posuk of nivhal lahoin, that it darshins on Ephraim, it darshins on Esav. Rabbi say lechayra, it's a moira dikaplia on the Heilige Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer builds his psak din, his ganze psak from this chiluk that Chazal were not megana Esav, because he says since Esav knew the chashivas amokim, he can sell it for whatever price he wants. Tzorach iyun gadol. But what I have an emes eteretz. The emes eteretz is as follows: if we look carefully in the Medrash, it's a different taina that Chazal had on Ephraim than Chazal had on Esav. On Ephraim, the taina was he was a chazer. What are you running after someone else's money? Sell it for a normal price. You're looking, you choy made mom and achem, trying to get what you could. That was the taina on Esav. On Ephraim, I mean. Masha'ein came by Esav, there's no taina for the amount of money he took from Yaakov Avinu. Nishtokin taina. There's a different taina on Esav. The Tainan Esav was, if you knew that this is the Mokim Kavura for Oves HaKadoshim and you have a chance to be buried here, you're selling it for money? For all the money in the world. That's not a Ruchni is the Kecheshman. That means money is more important to you than having a Shaychus with the Oves HaKadoshim. He's a Nivhal Lahoin, but not for the amount of money he took. By Esav, the more money he took, it's better. It shows he has at least some chashivas for this mokim. But afal pike and all the money in the world, he shouldn't have done it. So Rabbi said, I think the pshat in the Chasam Sofer, if you look at the Chasam Sofer inside in the Tshuva Shin Lamed, the posuk of Nivhal Lahoin, it says there ra'ayin. The drosha of ra'ayin, he has an ayin ra, that's specifically referred to on Ephraim, not Esav. Ephraim had an ayin ra, taking Maman Acherim. Esav? He's in the right for wanting the mammon. A choshev mokim kvura, he could take it all the money in the world. And Ephraim, the beginning of the pasuk, the beginning nivhal lahoin, that goes on both. But each one became bohul, but it caused them a different downfall. Ephraim, because he was bohul on mammon, he lost himself. He couldn't control himself. He ran after other people's money. Esav wasn't running after other people's money. It was right, the deal, but he shouldn't have gone through with the deal. he was bohu l'mamoin, and he ran after mamon of oylam hazeh. This inyan of bohu l'mamoin, Rabbi Yisai, is that's the nekuda hakino v'hataiva v'hakovoid moitzien es ha'odom in ha'oylam. There's many nesioines that can come up, a nesioin from kino, taiva, and we lose all cheshboines. We lose our seichel hayosha, we can't control ourselves. When a person has to know that he has to prepare for this. L'moshul, when a person learns Musar and he sees the genai of midas, he can chap what a midah can cause, and he's prepared for that time in life when the nesayin comes up. They say, I heard Rav Volba, before he went into a meeting, many meetings with the gedolim, with the moyetzes, about Inyani Klal Yisrael, used to sit down for an hour before and prepare. What would he prepare? He would be thinking of different things that can come up, different midas that may come up during this meeting that may affect making a seichel hayosha, a decision, to try to make sure that you're prepared. Person has to be prepared in life not to become bohul, because b'shas the nesoyin, whether it be taiva of mamon, kino, covered, a person can become bohul and lose all cheshboinos hayishorim. We should all be zoiche to make the proper decisions and be mekayim atafkid in oylam hazeh.